steht Megillah. Says by the beginning of the end of Haman, it says the Haman Amad Levakish Lanacher. Haman got up to ask for his life, right? And then it says after that, the Haman Noifel Alamita. The Haman that he fell on the bed, right? Fell on the bed. So first thing that you notice here is that it says the Haman Omad. The Haman got up. In the past tense, that he stood up. Standing up is a shtalt, meaning that you're standing up. It means that you're representing, you're oimid, you're something, you're a gavu. But when it says the Haman Noifel, it doesn't say Haman Nofal, it doesn't say that he fell, past tense. It says Haman Noifel Alamita, in the present tense. Which means perpetually he continues to fall. Haman is Noifel. And that's the reason why every single year we do the rash whenever we say Haman's name. And it's not just like Sama Russia who goes down in history as somebody who, you know, made machleks of Bnei Yisrael, and then he's, you know, we just read about him. Every year Haman has to continue to fall. He continues to fall. Haman continues to fall. And that's the klal by Amalek. But Amalek, they have a moment that they stand up, it's past tense. Everything on Amalek, all of their godless is in the past. But in the present, Haman is falling. Haman is falling, Haman is falling. But the reason why Haman falls is because he stands up. Understand? Because as soon as Haman shows his true colors, that's why he falls. Not the pshat that he made a stand and then he fell. His standing is his nefilah. Because he has no legs to stand on. Sheker Eilon Reglan. Amalek is a metzias of Sheker. So as soon as he tries to stand up on his 2 feet, the Gemara says, Emes has 2 feet, the letters of Emes, but Sheker doesn't have Reglayim. So as soon as he stands up, he stands up without any feet. Mameili, he falls. And he continues to fall. And immediately after that, the Megillah says, Nikhalu v'amdu anasham. The Yidden got together, v'amdu. V'amdu, and they stood up. But over here, it doesn't say that they stood up. It says, v'amdu anasham. There's a difference between Haman and Klai Yisrael is that Klai Yisrael's Amida is Ala Nefesh. But Haman and Amalek doesn't have such an Amida. But you have to understand, it goes in this order though. Because the Gemara says in Megillah, Kishazekam, Zenoifa. But the relationship between Klai Yisrael and Esav and Amalek is that when they stand up, we fall. But when we fall, they stand up. So the pshat is that only after the Megillah says V'Haman Noifel, that Haman is falling, can it also say that Klai Yisrael stood up. Because they only stand up when they fall. That's the only time we stand, is when they fall. That's why it says in the Megillah, it says about Klai Yisrael. Oh, I don't know if they're hard. Omad, it says by the Machama, it says something about Klaisa was oimed. Kinafal pachlid hayhudi malay. It says Omad kinafa. That's the lesson. Omad kinafa. And the reason why Klaisa was oimed is because there's an afilim to trap. That's a shame. Because that comes a knife. I have to do gematria. Gematria. By the way, this is also the Indian behind Shemona Esrei and the Tefillah Sapan, right? Tachana. Shemona Esrei is called Amida, right? And the Tefillah Sapan, Tachana, is called Nefila. So there's an Amida and there's a Nefila. Amida and the Nefila. Happens to be that by Shemona Esrei, so when we have an Amida, that's a Nefila for the Sitra. That's what we say for La Mashin Wal Tisikra. And as soon as we leave Shemona Esrei, so then it's a Nefila for Klai Yisrael. That's our Nefila. But our Nefila has a Tachlis. You know, the whole secret of Tachan is not the Klai Yisrael to fall. We go down to the Mekayimahs, to the lower places, to be Malu and Nitzaytzi. Even that type of Nefila is not a good Nefila. Huh? Yeah, it's a Barhama. So let's do a Gematria. What's Gematria? Zeh kam, v'zeh noifa. Ready? Zeh. 12. Come.
140, so
152. Zek come. Let's do Vizet.
18.
Vizet is 18. So where were we? 152 and 18.
152 and 18.
What's Machia? What?
170.
170?
Neufeld's
I will have to figure it out. What's Neufeld? No. 1 second.
160?
160?
It's either 160 or 166. No, so let's go with
326.
Huh?
320.
No.
Yeah. Don't be mad.
170 plus 166. Neufeld with the vav. What's the match here?
With the vav.
What's the match here? With the vav. Huh?
170 plus 166.
166.
Oh, yeah, it's 336.
That's nice. 336.
That's nice.
Match your form. Match your form. Zekom, v'zen naifa. Zekom, v'zen naifa.
Henry,
match your phone. Match your phone. Zekom, v'zen naifa.
Wow.
That's why Purim is a day of Klal Yisrael as a mida. What?
You need to add a few things for your shirt.
Yeah. We'll get there. Klal Yisrael, Purim is a big amida for Klal Yisrael. Big amida. So the mailer is in the field of which it's taking place. That's the thing about Klal Yisrael. We don't need to make melchama against the traffic to make them fall. That's not how it works. All we have to do is to make sure that we stand up straight. If we stand up straight, then the mailer they have in the field. That's all we have to do. We don't have to fight them. We just have to be mechad. That's like the Rav was saying last night before in Kriyas Megillah. He was saying that the way that we fight against the Sitracha with a lot of simcha, a lot of oiris, a lot of amidas, a lot of amidas. That's how we fight against the Sitracha. Yeah? So Moshe is Gematria Oymed. No. Moshe's year is Gematria Oymed. Moshe's years. Years of Moshe. Moshe is alluded to in the beginning of the Megillah. It says that he was a mother of Sheva, the Esim Umeya. Those are the years of Moshe's life. Esim Umeya. So Sheva, the Esim Umeya. That's Moshe, because Moshe is an Oymed. Even Moshe never died. Moshe is Oymed Umeshamish, the Gemara says. Even today, he's Oymed Umeshamish. Still serves the Kaddish Baruch. Why does it say Sheva ve'esim umeya? Because Esim umeya is gematria oymed. How many times does a yid fall?
Seven
times. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Right? Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. So if there's seven tefillahs, there has to be seven amidas. That's why it says Sheva ve'esim umeya. Sheva is the seven times. Esim umeya is gematria oymed. The seven times oymed is commanded, the seven times that a yid falls. And if he falls seven times and he still stands, then he's the madrig of Moshe. How many times does Moshe fall on the Torah? So many times. Moshe falls on his face. Mamashi falls on his face. All the rebellion, like said, Vayipo Moshe Alpanav, Vayipo Moshe Alpanav. I wonder if there's seven times. I don't know. Sheva Yipo Tzadik Vakam. So many times. Yeah, but still there were vicious attacks against Moshe. But even that, you have to understand, it wasn't that Moshe was falling on him, Klal Yisrael and Moshe. Moshe reached the Madrega that Klal Yisrael was him. Meaning, if you were to say something against Moshe, he wouldn't care. Like you're talking to the wall if you said against Moshe. But he took what you said about Klal Yisrael personally. That was an attack against him. So if Moshe falls, it's a fall and Moshe falls. Because it was on Moshe. I was about Klal Yisrael, but that's the shot. That's in Moshe's Zaman. Moshe's Zamanig, because he identifies himself with Klal Yisrael. Machin, you know, I have no identity. No identity. But he falls so many times, and if you could stand up after so many falls, then he could be like Moshe. So ultimately, every single Jew will be like Moshe. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is going to be some Madrig of Moshe. It's a Moshe says, Mi yitin kolam ashen neviim. Everybody should be like me. And we're going to be zeichet to that. You know why? Because we fell so many times. Over the course of history, we've fallen so many times. Moshe is going to say, look at this nation. They deserve to stand like me. They deserve to stand like me because they've fallen so many times. That's why we're going to celebrate our nefilas more than we celebrate our midas. We're going to celebrate our fallings more than we celebrated how much we stand. Like my Rebbe always says, because Yosef HaTzadik was known as the Tzadik of all time in the Inyan of Shmir Sabiz. But how could that be? He was nichshol with Eishes Potifar. So weren't there people with better track records than Yosef? He had a very big nefila when it came to Eishes Potifar. Huh? He was nichshol. In Niglas Hatzara, he wasn't nichshol. But in Pnimis Hatzara, he was nichshol. He was nichshol. Asara Tipin. The whole Asara Gemalchus is because of it. Ten drops. You think Yosef was okay after that? You think he felt like he walked out, like he succeeded? He was broken. When he saw Yaakov knew what happened. That's why Yaakov didn't kiss Yosef. But he saw that he was nichshol. Can you imagine the tzar that Yosef had when his father didn't kiss him?
So how is he still
the Merkava of Svi Yosef Yosef? How could he be the Shomer Habris throughout all the ages if he was nichshol with Eishes Potifar? Yosef wasn't just
other people would have fell harder.
Huh?
Maybe it's because everyone else would have fell way harder.
Exactly. Nobody else would have come up. That's why Yosef is there. You're not a tzaddik because you don't fall. You're tzaddik because you fall and you come up. That shows that you're a real tzaddik, because if it's just something which you have that you own and it belongs to you permanently, that means you can never lose it. It means no matter how many times you fall, it still belongs to you. But if you're perfect and then you fall and then you lose it, then it never belonged to you in the first place. It means it was just happened to be by you. It wasn't that you owned it. Yosef only became the Yisod. He only became the Merkava Yisod because he fell and because he continued. That's what the Rebbe says. That's Yosef. He knows how to get up. That's the pshat. He knows how to get up. Haman doesn't know how to get up. When a racious came, Amalek b'Achavisa the Oyvei, they fall and he continues to fall. That's Amalek. He's not Yisod. He continues to fall. He's never going to fall. He's never going to get up.
How did Yosef get up? What was the next test you faced?
It says that he was the Melech in Mitzrayim after that. Yeah, do you know the Medrash says that there wasn't a day that went by that they didn't throw in front of Yosef women who were unclothed. He had the whole Mitzrayim to this world. He could have been an Achashverosh. He could have made a beauty pageant. He could have had every woman in all of, but he didn't. It says he never looked at any of them. Being Paras Ali Ayin, the reason why he's able to be above Maris Ayin is because he was Maris Ayin. He was above Maris Ayin. He had eyes which tzaddikim the eyes. Enei Hashem al tzaddikim. He had the eyes. Other Rabba, he bounced back in a way that it could be that if not for the fact that he was nichshol, he wouldn't have been able to stand the test in Mitzrayim, in the house. So meaning, but Nisayim with the Shethodidbar was machshir him to be able to become Mishnah Lamelech. He didn't become Mishnah Lamelech until after that test. As soon after that test, he was ready to go. Because it was machshir him to be that Yosef Tzadik. Had he not fallen, he wouldn't have been able to stand on his 2 feet in the house of Pach. So all of these nefilas which Chayisul has in Golis, it's all being machshir us that the kinyan which you're going to have in the Vegas with the Kodesh Baruch is going to be eternal kinyan. You're not going to be able to lose it again. That's why the final Beis HaMikdash is, that's it. No more fallings after that. Because we were kind of the midah throughout all the Goliaths, is that you only need to fall in order to be kind of the midah that you're going to get up again. But once you're kind of the midah, that you always stand, so the Sitrachad is not busy with you anymore. Because he only wants you to fall that you'll never get up. You have to TKO, you got to knock him out so he doesn't get back up. But if he's still going to get up and you're always going to get up, he doesn't deal with you anymore because you succeeded, you overcome him. Yaakov also, he got hit in the thigh. And he could have fallen to the Sitrach, could have fallen to the Sashayshah, but he got back up again. We saw that Yaakov gets up from a blow like that. He says, I need a bracha. He says, you beat me. You won. Even though you could have said that he lost, but he really won. Because if he got up, then he won. And if he won, then he was mahapach the Sitrach from being Aruch Haman to be Baruch Haman. And he gave him a bracha and he became Baruch Haman.
William, you get him?
That's good, because it's
every time.
The Gula came through Mordechai. Mm-hmm. Only Mordechai is going to be
Yechlo Yishtachli.
He was standing all the time.
That's right, he went bad down. Okay. Stay up.